Tuesday in Reno, like in many cities across the nation, protesters spoke out against President Donald Trump's announcement that he will be ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA. Attorney General Jeff Sessions also announced that Trump is giving Congress 6 months to find a legislative solution. KUNR reporter Stephanie Serrano has more.
There have been multiple local protests, including one in front of the federal courthouse building and another on the UNR campus.
What do we do when our students are under attack?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do when our communities are under...
I feel just unsafe overall. Like, I could one day be here in the U.S. and the next day I'll be over in Mexico with no money or anything to help me survive over there.
That was Itzel Perez, a DACA recipient and a student at Truckee Meadows Community College, who is hoping to transfer to UNR. She moved to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 7. UNR faculty member Ricardo Salazar was also there. He coordinates support for the Latino community on campus.
Primarily, my biggest concern is the psychological stress that this is going to have on young students and their families, because, of course, that the DACA program. It wasn't just a program for that individual.
President Trump is defending his decision, saying that it gives Congress a short period of time to act. Several Nevada politicians like Governor Brian Sandoval and Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Dean Heller have expressed their disapproval. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano with Noticiero Móvil.
Welcome here, no hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here, no hate, no fear.
This story was produced by Stephanie Serrano and Natalie Van Hooser, seniors at the Reynolds School of Journalism. They report for Noticiero Móvil, a Spanish-English multimedia news outlet for Northern Nevada. As a note of disclosure, the Board of Regents for the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station.